I'm Ed Donahue. A teacher who was shot and wounded by a 6-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia, is suing the school district. Abigail Zwirner's attorney, Diane Toscano, says on the day of the shooting, administrators were warned 3 times about the boy.
The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of a gun, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets." This is outrageous.
The superintendent has said at least one administrator was told on the day of the shooting the boy might have had a weapon, but no weapon was found. A new report on mass attacks calls for communities to intervene early when they see warning signs of violence. The report released today also encourages businesses to consider workplace violence prevention plans and highlights the connection between domestic violence, misogyny, and mass attacks. A civil rights investigation is starting in Memphis following the death of Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop by police. Kevin Ritz is the U.S. attorney in Memphis.
Our federal investigation may take some time. These things often do. But we will be diligent and we will make decisions based on the facts and the law.
5 Memphis police officers involved, all of them black, were fired. Police in Germany say 2 people were stabbed to death on a train. A suspect is in custody. 3 people were severely injured. 2 others suffered minor injuries. Pope Francis is criticizing laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust, telling the AP God loves all his children just as they are. He called on those Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. The German government confirmed it will provide Ukraine with Leopard 2 battle tanks and approve requests by other countries to do the same. Wall Street is tumbling today on worries about how badly corporate profits will get hit by a slowing economy. This is AP News. Searchers rescued a hiker on California's Mount Baldy, but actor Julian Sands is still missing. The AP's Jennifer King has the story.
A man who carpooled up to California's Mount San Antonio, otherwise known as Mount Baldy, on Sunday, but failed to meet back up with his companions, has been rescued. 75-year-old Jin Chung of North Hollywood was found Tuesday afternoon. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says he suffered a leg injury and exposure, but was able to walk out with assistance before being taken by ambulance to a hospital. Rescuers described the conditions in Southern California's San Gabriel Mountains as extremely dangerous, with heavy snow and ice, high winds, and freezing temperatures. Actor Julian Sands, familiar from the 1985 British romance A Room with a View, remains missing since reportedly going out for a hike January 13th. The sheriff's department says they have been searching with helicopters and drones using infrared devices without success. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.